I moved here in 1987. It's 2016 now. I still have a bunch of stuff. This is Mikan's Los Mecanachos t-shirt from 1987. It's got a little dried toothpaste on it here, I think. And you can see, and I wish the rest of you could see, I've literally worn holes in it. If you see someone with a t-shirt like this, it's kind of how we recognize our people who do zines, make records and collect records, and even, you know, have tattoos. Let's see, what else is in my bag of tricks?
I like how you're not even looking. It's almost like this clairvoyant move. You're just like sort of reaching in there. You've had this stuff so long, you know it by feel.
Decades, baby.
Bikini Girl.
What I have here that just is making her gasp is 45 records. Got a Bikini Kill record here, Tuscadero, the Softies, Cub. And there's one, this really cool, they used to do things back then that are impractical but awesome creative expression of music. There's a label called Simple Machines, and they would do a split 45 every month. This one is from May of that year. The bands are Bratmobile and Veronica Lake. One has one song on one side, one has one on the other. Nobody does this anymore.
And the art, you can tell, it's like homemade, we did this ourselves.
Right, and it's like that with the t-shirts too. I have this great appliances t-shirt, and Bill Feeney, who's a terrific artist, was in that band, and he drew it, and that was a format for his artwork.
What makes it so special and what makes it so just takes you back is that even if they reprinted this Mekons t-shirt, it's not going to have the years on it. There's not going to be the wear. There's not going to be the love in that shirt. Because this purchased at a show that night.
Yes.
They may have still been playing.
They probably were. I touched John Langford's boot that night.
And you washed that finger?
Nope. Yeah, it's, you know, it drives me nuts when I see fake vintage, you know, Ramon shirts on a 19-year-old or something like that. And like, they don't have the soul or the provenance or anything like that. The reason we keep these is because they touch us back to a place in time. And so good.
See, you can see it on your face. You can see, like, you relive the experience. Okay, so
I'm
then
there, yeah.
Tell me what, let's use this shirt, and we're going to teleport you back to that. Talk to me what was going on when you got this shirt. Can you remember, like?
Yes, clearly. I was at the front of the stage with my friend Michelle Flannery and probably some other friends. Kim and Mora were probably there, too. I'd never seen the Mekons live before. I'd heard their music. My friends were already super fans. I had recently moved to Madison. I moved in winter of 87, and I know this was shortly after. And yeah, and I just stood there getting my little mind blown by this music made by people who were roughly the same age as me. And Langford, I can say this, we're acquainted now, which is super cool. And he loves to be on stage, and he's a really hilarious show-off. In a good way, in a very good way. And he was like sort of stuck his boot out to the end of the stage, and I reached over and touched it, and he pulled it away and laughed at me.
I wish this was film, because the look on your face, like your eyes are just shining, everything has just come to life. And I think that's what, you know, they call us the senior singsters now because we still go out and we still hang out at these shows. Yes. And I think that's what brings us back.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We have, this isn't just a thing we did when we were young. You know, I think for a while my parents thought, she's going to do this for a few years and then buy a house. Didn't happen. I mean, my child grew up in this club. And she was on stage with me when she was little. This was just part of our lives. I knew that even as I went on to have a family, this would be a part of our lives. And it is.
How much does this play into what you do for the State Historical Society? She laughs.
It does. The flyers I have are all neatly put into plastic sleeves, and then when they're at my home, they live in a binder so that they're all nicely organized and are not, they've had a lot of wear. They've been folded and stapled and thumbtacked and taped, but they are now archived. This is the thing I love about these flyers too, is it was all literally cut and paste. It was done on a Xerox machine and, you know, and with Sharpies. These are a little fancier because someone had discovered computers, I guess. Oh, here's a Killdozer one that they lifted some images from the photo archive I work in now. Right.
How strange is that to look at something that really does embody the past and the present?
It's, it makes me feel genuine, you know? It makes me feel really good, like I'm, it makes me like my life.
Material culture contributor Jennifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. The project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. This week, Fields spoke with Madison musician Lisa Marie.